No, you don't need to believe in that paradigm. First of all, the eye that can redream the world is not the ego eye. Mm-hmm. The ego eye only has a territory of the dream within the dream. So you can make your own individual life mm-hmm. into whatever you dream it to be from the ego level, although the ego doesn't have free will because of the sanskaras and the forces of the supreme eye that have determined which particular karmic debts have to be paid in a particular life that are not under your control. Things will happen to you that you haven't dreamed, and you'll wonder, oh, I didn't dream that, how did that happen? Well, but that's karma. So there's no sovereignty within that level of the mind that's causing your agony and your question. But if you'll surrender to the supreme consciousness and be willing to see reality from the perspective of God, not from the ego, you will see the perfection. You don't need to believe in anything, catastrophic or otherwise, but common sense and realism will show you the direction the world is going in. The point is, if you realize that it's unreal and that suffering is unreal and that the world has already reached a point where it's dead, the web of life, the whole ecosystem of the planet has already been destroyed. We're in the midst of a massive die-off. The oceans are dead already. You don't even want this world to go on in its current state of terminal illness. It does have to be completely redreamed. Now, it can only be completely redreamed from that level of God consciousness. When you are at that level of God consciousness, there will be the power then that will come from the grace of that level of consciousness to bring peace to everyone and freedom and a return to the light in which all will realize the bliss of the real and will not mind leaving the earth plane for that supreme light. It won't matter what happens. And because time is an illusion, the redreaming and the cleaning of the earth and the new appearance of a pristine world will happen just like that. And without any memory of any illusion of suffering that happened before that. And it will be a blank slate, a complete new world in which everyone is in God consciousness, all right? So I'm not telling you to believe in catastrophe, but accept without resisting what is and allow the grace of the perfection of the benign and benevolent Godhead to allow it to happen without interference and be in that state of blissful, compassionate, a willingness to help everyone arise to that state where they are untouched by karma as well. That's the best that we can do. The more you put resistance in, especially if it comes out of fear or anger or an attempt to change things forcibly, the more that you will actually accelerate making them worse. Because there are forces that are at work that have to do what they're doing. And it's important that you understand that death is not a tragedy. Death is going to happen to everyone anyway, one way or another. The point is to reach a state where you are in deathless consciousness and the whole illusion of death ends and beings can live in that state of eternal life while being embodied. That's what a Sat Yuga means. And that can come about, yes, in a way that minimizes whatever suffering is involved. But people who are in a state of ego consciousness now are learning from their suffering the need to arise. So that is the way that is designed by God to awaken people. And they do awaken from the realization that they have been going in the wrong way by falling into too low a level of consciousness. So it's actually the most compassionate we can be to leave the plane of the illusion and abide here in the world but not of it and shine with that light of grace in a way that will help everyone reach the same realization of the truth of our eternal nature. Okay, that would be my suggestion.
Thank you.
Okay, does that help you?
No, it's very helpful. And okay. it aligns with what I was experiencing, because it did come from within. When I experienced these amazing moments, mm-hmm. it was out of an inner, it started from within and it came from a place of love and mm-hmm. seeing the perfection from within. And then it was immediately reflected mm-hmm. back. So that's why I'm thinking, well, if we all could achieve that level, or a minimal number of people could abide in that level, could it be a graceful transition?
That's exactly what we want to create, yes. But because everyone else on the plane of the ego also has the right to make decisions, and some of them would prefer nuclear war, and those are the ones that happen to be in power in most of the places of the world, there is a collective desire to end it through the lower death drive, not the upper death drive. But ultimately, the lower and the death drive, lower and the upper death drive, will both meet. And if the upper has a strong enough effect on the morphogenetic field, it will enable the end to be a state of grace, and as the Christians call it, the rapture. Right, the rapture comes in the midst of the apocalyptic disasters of the four horsemen and all of that. All the plagues and all of those things are happening. That's already here, and it's accelerating. But what needs to happen is the rapture, and when enough beings have ascended into that light and are angelic givers of the light into the world, then all will be saved. So God intends universal salvation, no one to be in a hell realm, no one to suffer. And we have to lead the way to do that. And while we are still embodied, yes, to emanate that light so that anyone who wishes it can connect to it and be saved from suffering.
Thank you. That was great. Mm-hmm.